Sinn Féin MP Conor Murphy with us today. Morning to you, Conor. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why is Sinn Féin questioning the timing of this?
Well, I think we're questioning the timing because the offer was made a month ago by Gerry Adams publicly to go and speak to the PSNI. We've now trundled forward into, I suppose, the latter and very high-profile stages of an election campaign, and the PSNI decided only in a matter of days ago to take up that offer. So there didn't seem to be a degree of urgency in relation to their approach to this a month ago, but now there seems to be, and the rest of Gerry Adams and his involvement in any question around this was always going to be highly political. And so I think, given that our job is to scrutinise and hold to account policing, we are entitled to ask questions in relation to the timing of the arrest.
But can politicians second-guess operational matters for a start? And also, if the police had have held back any arrest, that would be political policing, wouldn't it?
Well, they clearly
they've got to follow the evidence, Conor.
They clearly did hold back an arrest because the offer was made a month ago and there was no take-up on that offer until the last number of days.
Well, you don't know if there was enough evidence at that stage. You don't know what the procedures were behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, everybody now knew through this with Barney Rowan. The evidence is on the basis of political and malicious allegations made by people who are hostile to the peace process and particularly hostile to Gerry Adams. And that's always been clear that that's the nature of any evidence that the police have in relation to this matter. I have gone to police meetings in police stations with Gerry Adams on a number of occasions over the last number of years, and these issues have never been raised. Quite clearly, that is the basis of the evidence. When it became clear,
so what precisely is your allegation?
I'm not making an allegation. I'm raising a criticism, and Gerry Adams raised that concern himself before he went into Antrim Police Station last night. That on the basis of the development in the Ivor Bell case, he had offered himself, knowing that these allegations were still being made against him, he had offered to go voluntarily and speak to the police on them. That was a month ago. There was no urgency then. The fact that he's now been arrested in the mouth of an election, I think quite rightly a lot of people are speculating that is more to do with politics than it is to do with any investigation into the killing of Jean McConville.
But you know that part of the legal procedure, that if someone is arrested, then any evidence that is gleaned from the interviews while that person is arrested could be used in a court of law. And there is a procedural line that the police need to take. There's a procedural sequence that the police need to take if they feel there's enough evidence to arrest anybody in this country.
Well, of course, not explained any of this to anyone other than issuing a statement saying a 65-year-old man has been arrested in relation to the murder of Jean McConville. So, I mean, both you and me are speculating in relation to how the police have handled this. Perhaps the police can come on themselves and explain how they've handled this. What I'm saying is that quite clearly this is a very sensitive issue, and Gerry Adams has made clear his feelings on the issue all along. He's also made clear his feelings in relation to the allegations that have been made against him and the sources of those allegations and the intent behind those allegations. And clearly, when he made an offer a number of weeks ago to take up or to offer to discuss any of these issues with the PSNI, that wasn't taken up at that time. It's been taken up now. And I think, given that our job is to hold police in account, we are quite entitled to ask questions in relation to the timing of this and the impact that it obviously will have in terms of a run-up to an election.
So are you saying this arrest is politically motivated?
Well, I'm saying we're entitled to ask that question. The police have not come on to explain what caused them to wait for a month to arrest Gerry Adams. So we're entitled to ask those questions.
Mary Lou McDonald, your Sinn Féin colleague. Mary Lou McDonald, your Sinn Féin colleague.
Those questions of the police, or whether the BBC have asked those questions of the police. But we are entitled, as a people who are elected to hold police into account, to ask those questions and have those questions answered.
I'm just wondering if you're asking the question or if you're saying it. Mary Lou McDonald, your Sinn Féin colleague, has said this is politically motivated.
Well, that's her view, and that is a view that is shared right across this island. I've been watching the feedback.
Is it your view?
Since last night, and that view is shared. And I think on the basis of that, we are entitled to ask those questions. And I think journalists are entitled to ask those questions of police as well, although I'm not sure that any have, whether the arrest at this time of Gerry Adams and the statement that was issued by the PSNI has a political intent behind it.
Stay there, Conor. Gregory Campbell from the DUP, your reaction to this morning?
Well, Stephen, obviously, we've got to allow the police to carry out their questioning procedure. We've got to allow the rule of law to proceed. Let nobody prejudge anything here. Let us see what happens. Let us see the courtesy of the police being extended in terms of whatever timeline they require, and let's see what happens. Let's look at this nonsense about political policing. Conor Murphy and others in Sinn Féin have said that this is timed in the run-up to an election. 3 weeks today is the election that they are talking about. And 4 weeks ago, when Gerry Adams made the offer, he would have known then that the election was 7 weeks away. So let's not have any of this nonsense that, they're only reacting now. 7 weeks before an election, Sinn Féin knew that an election was coming. And in spite of that 7 weeks, he made the offer to go to see the police. So that's the reality of it. The police have gathered whatever they have gathered together, and they are now undergoing a questioning process. Let's see where that leads us.
But as Conor Murphy says, Gerry, why wasn't this done a month ago? Why now?
Well, I don't know. The police will need to answer that. But, just because someone rings up the police and says, I'm available for questioning now that 7 weeks before an election, that doesn't mean to say the next day the police knock on the door and say, right, we're going to take you up on your offer. No. Let us let this run and see where it takes us. But, Stephen, there is an important issue here at stake. There is an important principle at stake. Not only Gerry Adams, but others who may or may not have information about criminal activity in the past. Everybody needs to know that there is no hiding place for anyone. It doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter what status they have, there is no hiding place. If they have any information, they should give it to the police so that people, even 20, 30 or 40 years afterwards, people can be brought form of justice. That there are others in Sinn Féin who may have information. We should give it to the police. And if they don't, the police should put together a case, if they can get a case with sufficient evidence, and call them in for questioning as well. And if that requires to be done after the election, before the election, or any other time, it should be done irrespective of the electoral process.
Conor Murphy?
Well, Gregory, of course, is always selective with these things. He doesn't want the soldiers who kill people on Bloody Sunday to be arrested or investigated, but he's quite happy for the police to run their course in any other investigation. The reality is that the offer was made a month ago. Everyone knows the basis of the allegations. Gerry Adams has dealt conclusively with them in public many, many times. Everyone knows that the political intent behind those allegations, the fact that the people who conceived that project were hostile to Sinn Féin and the peace process, the people who were interviewed exclusively were hostile to Sinn Féin and the peace process, and in particular Gerry Adams.
But you don't deny that seven weeks before the election, Gerry Adams made the offer he did.
Of course he made the offer he did, yes.
7 weeks before the election.
I'm sorry, Greg, if you'd allow me to finish.
But it was 7 weeks before the election.
Let's let him finish. Go ahead.
Sorry, it's interesting Gregory's willing to talk to me over the phone here, but wouldn't be willing to speak to me in Stormont.
Happy to have business at any time.
But anyway, of course the offer was made when that accusation and the arrest of Ivor Bell became public. That offer was made, and the question we have asked quite legitimately is why it took 4 weeks to take up that offer and to make an arrest now. If it wasn't such a matter of urgency, could it have waited to beyond the election? And this is on the back of Theresa Villiers making an announcement recently of the British government's continued refusal to allow other people to have a proper investigation into issues that happened to them. And in her statement that, really they should lay off the police and the army in relation to any of these matters, but continue to investigate others. So all of this cobbled together, I think, does create a taste of politics in relation to how the past has been approached. And, of course, the best way to deal with all of this is to get back to the Haas process, which unionism has walked away from, and which the British government themselves have never endorsed or supported, to devise a process of dealing with the past, or else we will end up case by case going back over these issues and making our claims and our observations in relation to how they're handled and why they're handled.
Conor Murphy, can I just clarify one thing? Would you welcome a conviction for whoever is responsible for Jean McConville, and would you tell any source of information, be they from a Republican background or elsewhere, would you tell them that there should not be any type of sense of silence, wall of silence, and they should proffer any information they have to the police?
Well, The reality is that the McConville family are entitled to pursue this in any way they see fit.
That's not the question.
What you do always, and what Gregory does as well, is go selectively into these things. You're not interested in relation to other issues. You're interested in relation to some issues. The best way...
I would absolutely reject that. I'm very rarely linked to being a friend of Gregory Campbell, but if you want to do that, that's fine. It's a pretty straight question, though, Connor.
Here's a pretty straight answer. That the best way to deal with these things is in a holistic way, that everyone gets a chance to have... an opportunity to have the issues that affected them addressed. We have been consistently the only party who have brought forth propositions. The Haas process allowed a number of other parties to come on board for a process of truth and reconciliation and dealing with the past.
Yeah.
Others didn't. The Unionist parties, the British government, have not signed up to that, have resisted that. And what I'm saying quite clearly, if families, in the interim period, if families want to pursue issues the way they want to pursue them, that's fine. And they're entitled to do that.
Sure.
I'm not trying to prevent them from doing that.
Sure.
But the best way to deal with these issues is through a process which deals with all of the issues and not selectively.
I hear that. And obviously the family can pursue whichever line they want to. But for example, Connor, and this may happen, who knows? But for example, if a former IRA man came to Sinn Féin and said, look, I have got information about the Jean McConville case and I want to go to the police. Would you advise him to do that or not?
We've always said if people have information and issues and they want to bring them forward, they should be free to do what they like with it. As a political party, we have to approach this thing in terms of dealing with the past and dealing with the past in a holistic way and dealing with the past in which it doesn't become a continuous drag and an impediment on trying to deal with the present and the future, and it deals with victims in a way that is victim-centred. And so as a political party, we approach this in a way of trying to find a holistic solution and approach to all of this, and that's what we do. If people want to engage with PSNI, HET, we have said to people they can engage with whoever they like, and if they have confidence in doing that, go ahead and do that. But what we also said is that becomes a bit-by-bit process, and that the best way of dealing with this is to try and develop and design a holistic process to deal with it.
Is that not fair enough, Gregory? There needs to be a holistic process to this, or can you just look at one case as brutal as it was?
Let's take this head on. The accusation has been made of selectivity. I repeat what I and others in my party have said ad nauseum on numerous occasions. If there is any evidence against anyone of any status anywhere in society, doesn't matter who they are, where they belong, or what organization they were part of, doesn't matter who they are. If there's any evidence against anyone that they committed a criminal offence, a terrorist-related offence, and that evidence is there, they should be brought to book and due process.
So you support the investigation into the Bloody Sunday Soldiers?
It doesn't matter who they are. Bloody Sunday Soldiers, anyone else.
So you support that investigation?
Anyone, Stephen, including soldiers, including IRA men, anyone. So far from being selective, I am being totally and utterly universal. That's what the case is. Unlike Sinn Féin, who seem to delight in taking differential stances here when there's talk about soldiers and policemen and how they're treated in respect of alleged offences many years ago compared to what they would like to see in terms of former provisional IRA.
Here's your problem this morning, Gregory. You have talked in the past about political policing. As recently as the On the Runs controversy, both you and the DUP were talking about political policing, weren't you? So you can't deny political policing exists, which is part of Conor Murphy's charge this morning, can you?
I mean, I've just ruled out the issue of selectivity. So that's that dealt with. Now let's look at this so-called political policing. The police are charged with carrying out their duty to prevent the breach of the law, and where breach of the law occurs, to try and apprehend those responsible. Now, if they have received information which has led them to question Gerry Adams, let that process run. If they receive other information in relation to others, let that process run as well. Let due process take its full course. Now, Sinn Féin, just the other day, I think, on your programme, we're talking about upholding the rule of law. I think there was a West Belfast Sinn Féin MLA went to great lengths to ensure and to, even though there was wry smiles around the countryside at Sinn Féin talking about upholding the rule of law. Well, let's see them uphold the rule of law today. Let's see where the rule of law takes us. Let us wait until this question...
Gerry Adams has gone voluntarily and is cooperating with this investigation.
Right, and he did that 4 weeks ago, 7 weeks before an election. So, you know, let's remember that. Let's not allow people to turn tables here about who's playing at politics before an election.
Conor Murphy, can I ask you this? Did you hear the Today programme this morning and an interview that Michael McConville gave?
No, I heard a clip of him, his interview played on Radio Ulster.
Mike, are you concerned that Michael McConville said he knows who abducted his mother, but that he will not tell the police because he fears they will come after him?
Well, if that's his view, I'd certainly sympathise with him.
He fears Republicans will come after him, in other words.
Sorry?
He fears Republicans will come after him. Are you concerned about that?
If people wish to engage with the police or the HET or any of these other organisations, they should be free to do so. And if that's the case in relation to Michael McConville, if he feels he has something to tell these people, he should be free to do so. We have always said families are entitled to pursue whatever course of action they deem fit in order to deal with the issue that has affected them, and I think he should feel free to do that. Of course, I repeat again what I'm saying to you, in our view, and we've made this political case for many, many years, alone for a long number of years, is that we need to devise a proper process for dealing with the legacy issues of the past, both in order to deal with victims first and foremost, and also then to deal with the how that infects the present and indeed the future.
Does this affect Sinn Féin's relationship with the police? Does it affect Sinn Féin's relationship with the policing board?
It's one of critical engagement and always had been. We are on policing boards to hold people to account, and that's what we do. And when policing does things which we feel is commendable, we say that. And when policing does things which we feel we can criticise, we also criticise. And that's the job of elected representatives. We aren't there as cheerleaders for police. We're there to hold policing to account.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, both north and south.
It does raise, you know, if your allegation, it's a very serious allegation that the police in this country are engaging in politically motivated decisions, it does raise a question about your level of oversight and your level of effectiveness on behalf of your community, doesn't it? Obviously, you can't have it both ways.
Police in this country have always been engaged in political decisions. I mean, they're involved in a political issue here and have been since the inception of the RUC, and it continues right through to this day. We've seen things like the raid on Stormont and other things which were clearly politically motivated decisions, and we hold them to account in relation to those issues. And of course, we've said that the policing issue project is far from completed. There has been a massive improvement in terms of oversight, in terms of holding people to account.
But the police continue to have Sinn Féin's 100% support.
There's policing service as it was supposed to apply, particularly to our community. But that project remains ongoing, and we have always said that we are there not as cheerleaders for police, but as people who are elected and mandated to hold policing to account, to criticise where necessary, to offer support where necessary. And we have done that in equal measure.
But you continue to give the PSNI your 100% support.
I don't give my 100% support to Sinn Féin, Stephen. What we do there is give a critical engagement with policing to hold policing to account. We have stood side by side with police when they've been under attack, and we've criticised those who have attacked them. Martin McGuinness has been very forthright. Even yesterday, when I stood beside him and he talked about the attack on the policewoman outside the Alliance office, when we were referring to the attack on the offices in the last number of days. And we have stood very clearly in support of police when they were under attack, but we've also stood very clearly and criticised where it was necessary policing. And we have never offered 100% support to anything, because every public organisation will do things right and it will do things wrong, and it needs to be held to account by those who are elected to do so.
OK, Conor Murphy, thank you very much. Gregory Campbell from the DUP, thank you.